Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 John, chapter 1. 1 John after 2 Peter.
大家有圣经的话，请打开约翰一书。约翰一书是在彼得后书的后面。It's
been a while since I stand up here to preach, and so as I was thinking about it, I think it would be great for me whenever I preach on the first Sunday to concentrate on a book, and so I've picked the book of 1 John to begin this series.
已经有一段时间了，我在大家面前正道，所以呢，我在想呢，我正道呢，我希望从一本书从头到尾开始正下来。那么我这段呢选的这本书呢，就是约翰一书。So
let me read to you the book of 1 John chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 1 to verse 4 only.
我现在给大家
The Word of Life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we look upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the Word of Life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father. And was made manifest to us, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原有父同在、同显现与我们那永远的生命传给你。我们将所看见、所听见传给你，使你们与我们相交。
Let me quickly pray to ask God to help us understand His Word. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now as we are sitting where we are. We pray that the Holy Spirit would move among us and work in our hearts to understand this passage.
现在天父，现在坐在你殿中，就求你的圣灵在我们心中，心中做工，让我们能够从这些经文里看到你的作为。And
we know that your word is truth, and it's alive, and it speaks to us.
知道你的话语就是真理，也是活的，在我们心中见证你的作为。And
so we ask that the word will speak to us right now, as wherever we are sitting. So that we can understand and also to be able to apply into our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the book of 1 John is written by the Apostle John himself.
约翰一书呢，也就是约翰这个使徒约翰。
And this is the same person who wrote the Gospel of John.
这也是写约翰福音的那个作者。
So unlike the Gospel of John, which focuses a lot on Jesus,
和约翰福音有点不一样。约翰福音是注重讲耶稣基督的。
On the life and work of Jesus,
也就是讲耶稣基督的生命和他的教导。
The book of 1 John and the rest of the letters focus on the teachings of Jesus, specifically.
约翰一书，也还有以后的二书、三书，都是在讲，主要是在讲耶稣的教导。
And as John is writing this letter,
约翰写这本书,
his particular focus is the Christian church.
他是注重写给基督教会的。
He's writing to all the Christians out there.
他是给所有的基督徒写的。
In his time.
在他那个时候。
Because there is a particular problem that that had come into place within the church.
在那时候呢，教会里面临一个问题。
And the problem is false teachers.
那时候呢，就是有假教师。
So false teachers have slowly come into the church.
啊，这些假教师呢，慢慢的都进入了教会。
To sway the Christians away from the truth of the Bible.
啊，把基督徒呢从圣经里的真理呢给挪开。
From the truth of Jesus himself.
也就是把基督徒从耶稣的真理中挪开。
So, what is a false teacher?
那么。谁是这些假教师呢?
Now, false teacher by its definition are those who pretend to be Christians.
那么他的定义性就是他用来假教师呢，他假装是基督徒。
They pretend like Christians who look like Christians, act like Christians, talk like Christians, but ultimately they are not Christians.
那么这些人呢，他看上去像基督徒。做行为呢，有些时候也像基督徒，说话也像基督徒，但是呢，最终呢，他们不是基督徒。
Why?
为什么?
Because deep down, they don't believe in the word of Jesus.
因为在他们的心里，他们不认同耶稣的教导。
They don't believe in the word of Jesus in its entirety. To be more specific.
他们不相信耶稣。
So they would take whatever they like to hear about the word of Jesus, and then that's it.
他们只是讲耶稣的教导，这就够了。
Whatever they don't like about the word of Jesus, they will twist and turn it so that so that it will fit their needs and their purpose.
如果耶稣基督教导不符合他们心意呢，他们就把它改了，就把它修正，然后呢，为了他们的意愿来改。
And these false teachers are rapidly coming into the church to present their teaching, their false teachings to the Christians.
那么这些假教师呢，就来到教会里，把他们的错误的教导交给基督徒。
And this is something that Jesus himself had known in his mind that will happen in the future.
那耶稣基督呢，在他的心中呢，早就有预见。
You know, when John wrote this letter, Jesus is already dead and resurrected and was already in heaven.
约翰写这本书的时候，我们知道耶稣已经死在十字架上，也复活了，已经在天上有很长时间了。
But while Jesus was still on earth, he said in Matthew 7, verse 15, about these false teachers.
耶稣还在这个世上的时候，就在马太福音七章十五节。
He said, "Beware of false teachers who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves."
他说，你们要预要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴。这是马太福音七章十五节。
When they come into these churches, the Christian church, their main purpose is to lead the Christians away from the truth of the gospel, like wolves that came into the flock of sheep to devour each and every one of them until there is none left.
那么他们来到教会里呢，他们主要的目的呢，就是把基督徒从教会的这个福音的真理领走，就像狼进到羊圈里面。
They can be particularly persuasive, especially to those who are not firm in their faith, who don't have a solid foundation, or perhaps even new believers who have just come to know about the gospel.
那对那些刚信主的或者信心不坚定的人在他们面前呢，他们好像很有说服力。
That's why John wrote this letter to warn the Christians. To be aware of these false teachers, but also to affirm the teachings of the Bible.
这也是使徒约翰为什么写这封信给基督徒，就是提醒他们这些有这些假教师、假先知，更重要的是再一次向他们宣讲神的真道。
When John wrote this letter, he's not writing to teach the Christians some new truth or something new particularly, but he's simply telling them to come back to the Word of God, because the Word of God has been written in its entirety and has been given to them.
神的真道，神的权威的真理，已经在圣经里向我们启示了。You
know, everything we need to know about Jesus and about the Word of God is already written for us and been given to us. So we don't need any new creative teachings or new ideas anymore.
就是说，耶稣的神性人性，关于耶稣的救赎，圣经已经全部给我们。
So when we consider this letter, just by looking at the first four verses, John is simply bringing us back to the basics of the truth of God.
那我们看这段经文的时候，使徒约翰实际上就在我们带领我们回到圣经的基础上，圣经的原则。He's
going to lay out more practical teachings later. But in this, just these first four verses, he's laying out simply bringing us back to the truth of the Bible.
当然，使徒约翰在后面会给我们讲生命上的应用，但是在这四段经文里，他只是带领我们回到圣经的真理。So
there are three points that I want to share with you about this first four verses.
那么，这我有三点想跟大家分享。
And it is, as you see in the title, especially in the English translation, the title of just the first section is the Word of Life.
那么，这个英文翻译呢，都有一段题目的。这个题目英文是 Word of Life，中文呢就是生命之道。So,
who is this Word of Life?
那么，谁是这生命之道呢？
It is simply Jesus. And we're gonna, and I'm gonna tell you why. So the three points are first, we're gonna focus on the Word, which was from the beginning.
然后第一点呢，就是一开始就有的道，太初有道。And
secondly, we're gonna talk about the Word became flesh.
那第二呢，就是道成肉身。And
finally, we're gonna talk about the Word that brings communion.
第三点呢，就是这道使我们在一起有团契。So
let's talk about the Word that was from the beginning.
我们先讲啊，太初有道。If
you are familiar with John's writing, especially in the Gospel, you will see a similar introduction of the Gospel with this letter.
那么，如果你读了啊约翰的啊福音，那你就讲的约翰福音好，跟这个封信。
Let's look at verse 1 of 1 John.
那么，约翰一书一节又怎么说呢？
It begins by saying, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the Word of Life.
那一章一节这么说，论到从起初原有的生命之道。
Now, if you turn to the John's Gospel in chapter 1, verse 1 to 2, it has a similar introduction. I'm going to read it to you. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
如果大家再翻到约翰福音，约翰福音一章。 一节二节是这么说的，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。So
who was John referring to who was from the beginning?
那么，约翰讲，一开始就有的，这是谁呢？
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
就是耶稣基督，神的儿子。Jesus
Christ was from the beginning of time, meaning he is the eternal Son of God.
耶稣基督。 从太初就有，说明他就是神永远的儿子。
That's why First John, First John verse, chapter 1 verse 2 also said that this Jesus was with the Father since the beginning.
那么约翰啊，也就是说在约翰福音里面就是说这道他出与神同在。
Now what is this beginning?
那么这太初有什么意思？
You think about this, this is something that, sometimes just blows my mind thinking about it.
我有时候都真是想不通。
Just think about before this, anything in this world.
在这个世上所有的东西都还没有之前，
before this world was formed,
那还在这个世界出生以前，
before the planets were made,
那么这些行星们还没有造，
before the galaxies, before the sun, before anything in this world,
太阳星系都还没有造，这个世界都还没有存在以前，
when everything was in utter darkness,
那么所有的东西都是在黑暗的。
Who was there?
谁在那里？
Jesus and the Father.
耶稣和神。
God was there.
神在那里。
Before there was time.
那么还没有时间的话。
God was there.
神在那里。
Can you wrap around this then? And we just think about this for a while.
你想象吗？你们大家想一想。
I mean, we have a lot of scholars and a lot of scientists and researchers, who are into details of things, right?
我们这里有很多学者，也很多搞实验的，我们对一些很细节的东西都很仔细的。
But just think about this for the moment. Before anything that you know, anything that was made, which basically there's nothing in this world, God was there.
你能不能想象，就这个世界还没有存在，就所有的被造之物还没有的时候，神是在哪？
So God was there since the beginning of time, and He made all these things with His Son Jesus Christ.
神就是在太初，就是还没有时间的时候，他就和耶稣在一起。
And this is
通过耶稣基督造了这个世界。
And this is first and foremost one of the most important fundamental truths of our beliefs.
这也就是说，这是我们信仰里最重要的。
And that's why John, who didn't try to be creative in his teachings, but simply just by remaining faithful, by going back to the basics, by just telling us about this fundamental truth that in the beginning, before anything was made, God was there, Jesus was there.
对，就是约翰为什么他并不是很有创造性，他只是在告诉我们，这个世界还没有，时间还没有，在时间最远的时候，神在哪？
And this is something that all Christians must affirm, must learn to believe and understand and accept as an important truth. Now, why is John bringing up Jesus by telling us that Jesus was from the beginning?
使徒约翰为什么把耶稣提出来？为什么讲耶稣在太初那就存在
？Because he's trying to remind the Christians once again that Jesus is God, because he was with his Father, who was God.
他实际上在提醒我们，耶稣就是神，在太初的时候，耶稣就和神同在。
Jesus is God, and Jesus is eternal. He was there since the beginning with the Father.
耶稣是神，耶稣是永远的，耶稣在太初的时候就和天父同在。
And the reason why John starts with this is simply because there are many false teachers out there at his time, in his time, that rejected this truth.
那么，使徒约翰为什么讲这个？因为那时候很多假教师都在讲一些其他的论调。
But it's not just during John's time that these false teachers rejected the truth. In our world today, there are plenty of people out there. In fact, even some Christians who think that they are believers, but yet rejects this fundamental truth.
那么别说那时候，就是现在，还有历史上有很多他们自己以为他们是基督徒的人，他们都不承认。
To some people, Jesus was simply a great teacher or a great servant of God, but never God himself.
那么有些人他就认为耶稣是很伟大的，但是耶稣不是神，耶稣可能是神的门徒。
Those who hold to such beliefs will simply deny all of Jesus' miraculous work in the Bible.
那么这些人还有这种观点的话，他就不认可圣经中任何关于耶稣做了奇迹的这些事情。
And if you don't believe in Jesus' miracles, then you ultimately reject the truth of the Bible.
如果你不承认耶稣的神迹，那你就不承认这个圣经的真理。
Let me give you one example of such a person that you probably may have heard of.
我给大家举个例子，这个人大家也许都听过。
I've used this example before in the youth.
我和年轻人都分享过。
So, I don't know if you know much about the history of America, but Thomas Jefferson who was one of the founding father and what number of president? The third president, right, of this country.
如果大家知道美国历史的话，知道美国历史上有一位总统叫Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson 是第三任总统。
You know him because we have a Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia, right?
这里我们知道，因为我们这里还有个 Jefferson 医院。
It was named after him, of course.
那么估计也是以他的名字命名的。
So Thomas Jefferson, a respected founding father of America, claimed to be a Christian.
Thomas Jefferson 呢，他是这个美国的之父了，美国国家之父，他也自己认为他是个基督徒。
But he rejected Jesus as God.
但是呢，他不承认耶稣是神。
To him, he was more interested in the moral teachings and the servant life of Jesus.
那他更感兴趣呢是圣经里关于我们道德方面的教导，或者是耶稣呢是神的使者的这个身份。
And therefore he took the New Testament portion of the Bible.
那么他就把新约呢改了很多。
And he cut out all the moral teachings of Jesus.
那么他就把耶稣道德上的教导放在了一起。
And he pasted it together to form his own Jefferson Bible.
他就把那些加在一起，他就说这是我的这个杰弗森的圣经。
He left out all the miracles of Jesus, including the virgin birth and the resurrection.
那么他就把关于耶稣那很多神迹的事情都去掉了，比如说他是童女所生，他的复活。
Because these miracles will prove that Jesus is God. But since he doesn't believe that Jesus is God, so he left all this out.
那么这些神迹呢就会告诉我们耶稣是神，因为他不承认耶稣是神，他就把这些段落都去掉了。
So in some ways he created his own Bible.
就是说他自己写了他自己的圣经。
And you think about the seriousness of this matter.
如果你想一想这个问题有多严重的话。
How can anyone who believes himself as a Christian rejects Jesus as God?
那么你想想，一个自称为基督徒的人怎么能够否认耶稣是神呢？
It is impossible.
这是不可能的。
It is untrue to believe in such claims.
这不是真的。
So as Christians, we must certainly affirm this truth that Jesus is God. He was with God since the beginning of time.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该坚信耶稣是神。耶稣在太初的时候就与神同在。
Secondly, we're going to talk about the Word became flesh.
那么第二个，我们要讲道成肉身。
Now it is also important for John to declare that Jesus, our Savior, is also a man.
那耶稣对约翰来说是很重要的。特别呢，他要强调耶稣呢是我们的救赎者，但是他也是一个人。
Yes, Jesus is God, but he's also a man.
耶稣是神，不错，但是他也是人。
And I know this is probably very confusing and very hard to understand, but bear with me.
我知道呢，这些也是一个比 比较难懂，但是请大家慢慢来。
Considering verse 2, look at verse 2.
那么现在我们来看第二段经文。
It says, the light was made manifest, and we have seen it and testified to it, which tells us that Jesus as God came into this world as a man.
那么第二段经文是这么说的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见了，现在又做见证，这就是说耶稣是神的儿子，他来到这个世上是作为一个人的样式。
And if you look at just verse 1 earlier, it also tells us, John also told us that you know, this Jesus was from the beginning, came down as man, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands.
那么你再回到这段经文的今天的这经文的第一节，也就是说这耶稣来到这个世上，也就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲眼摸过。
John Stott, a respected Christian theologian who recently passed away, said this very important truth.
那么有一个基督教的神学家也是很受人尊重的，他最近去世了，他叫 John Stott。 那么他写了这段话。
He said, "To have heard was not enough."
听到了还是不够。
People heard God's voices in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。百姓听到神的声音。
To have seen with our eyes was more compelling.
那么如果我们能够亲眼看见，那就很有效果。
But to have touched was the conclusive proof of material reality that the Word became flesh and lived for a while among us.
那么能够摸着，真是证明了道成了肉身，在我们中间活着。
And I think this is very important for some of you, especially as scientists.
那么这些呢，对我们来说也很重要，特别是对我们在座里面的一些科学家们。
Clearly, if somebody tells you about something, you wouldn't necessarily believe the person right away unless you have seen with your eyes. But more importantly, if you have touched or felt it, then you believe, right?
那么作为一个科学家来说，如果有人告诉你一件事，你可能不会相信，但是你亲眼看见了。你用亲手摸过，那么这时候你就会相信了。
And John is telling us that we have seen this Jesus because we have seen him, we have felt him, we have touched him.
那么约翰在告诉我们，我们确实看见这位基督，这位耶稣了，这位耶稣我们也摸到了。
And we know that he's a living being, he's a human being.
我们知道他是有生命的。他确实是个人。
You know, John can say that because he was one of the original 12 apostles who who sleep and who ministered with Jesus.
那么我们知道，约翰可以这么说，因为他是耶稣最早拣选的十二使徒之一，他和耶稣一起生活过，一起睡过觉，一起吃过饭。
John said that this Jesus is real, unlike what the false teachers proclaim.
约翰在说，这个耶稣确确实实是真实的，就像其他的使徒那么说的。
You know, even when Jesus, who died on the cross but was resurrected later on the third day, still remained with a true body.
那么，即便耶稣死在十字架上，三天以后复活了，他的肉体还确确实实。
If you read Luke chapter 24, verse 38 to 39, when Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised, after he was resurrected, he said, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have."
34-39节，那耶稣复活以后向他的门徒显现，那他这么说的：你们为什么愁烦呢
？No doubt Jesus，
身体念的，你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我的。摸摸我，看，魂无骨肉，你们看的，我是有的。
No doubt Jesus was God。
确确实实的，耶稣是神。
But he also became man by being born into this world for us.
那他确实也是一个人，道成肉身，出生在这个世上是为了。
Jesus was God, but in order for what for the work that he must perform for us, he must become a man.
耶稣是神，但是为了神的功，他为了救我，他一定要成为一个人。
You know, not too long ago, Christians around the world celebrated Christmas.
那啊，不久啊，几个月啊，两个月前，全球的啊，基督徒啊，才啊，庆典那个圣诞节。
And whenever we celebrate Christmas, we affirm each year that Jesus Christ came into this world as a baby. Our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ came into this world being born as a baby for us.
那么每年我们庆祝圣诞节，就是在向我们表明，耶稣来到这个世上是一个婴儿，一开始是个婴儿，上出生在马槽里。
Why did Jesus, who is God, came into this world as a baby, being born as a baby for us? Why?
为什么耶稣是神却来到这个世上，用这个出生作为一个婴儿
？To save us.
是为了拯救。
Matthew 1:21 said, "For he will save his people from their sins."
马太福音一章二十一节是这么说的。因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So you think about it, in Jesus Christ, we have a Savior who is both God and man, who came to live among us so that he can identify with us in our sufferings and temptations.
啊，大家想一想，耶稣基督呢，他是我们的救世主，他也是神，他也是人，他来到这个世上和我们一起生活过。这样他就能够知道我们的受苦，我们的诱惑。
No other religion in this world that will tell you that their God would die for you, would come as a man, humbly as a servant, and suffered on the cross for you.
那么你再想一想，世界上没有任何一个其他的宗教，他会告诉你，他们的神会来到这个世界上，屈辱的死了，为了你的神啊，为了你的罪，付上了赎价。
Every other religion out there tells you that if you do something for their God will tell you that if you do something for me, then I will bless you.
那么其他的宗教都是这么说的，你为他的神会告诉他们，你为我做了什么事，那么我就给你一些福分。
But not with Jesus.
但是在耶稣面前呢，不是这样。
He came before you could even do anything. He came to simply die for his people before they could even respond to any goodness.
那他在人们还没做任何事情，他在人们还不能够反应过来的时候，他就来到这个世上，为我们死在了十字架。
Just like the Old Testament lamb, that God told the Israelites to do was to sacrifice a lamb for the sins of the people. Jesus ultimately became the sacrificial lamb who substituted for us so that the punishment we deserve was laid upon him. And in return, we inherited life.
就像旧约里面那个被宰的羔羊一样，啊，犹太人用它啊替他们自己赎罪。耶稣基督来到这个世上，就是那个被宰的羔羊，他为了我们的罪死在了十字架。
That's why you see in the title, it's called the Word of Life, because Jesus gives life.
这就说为什么讲生命之道，耶稣基督就是生命。
And of course, if you look at the Gospel again, John wrote in John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, because Jesus offers life to those who would accept him as Savior.
也就是在约翰福音啊一章四节这么说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。耶稣来了，就给我们每个人光。
No one can pay for their own sins. No one can do enough good to pay for their own sins.
没有人可以啊把他自己的罪给赎了。你不管你在做更多的好事，你也赎不了你自己的罪。
No one can save themselves.
没有人可以把自己从罪中救出来。
That's why Jesus came.
这也是耶稣为什么来。
In Him we have the forgiveness of our sins. And also the restoration of our relationship with God, because the wrath of God was satisfied.
在他里面，我们的罪得赦免，我们和神的关系又变为和好。
You know, as I said, false teachers were on a rampant in the time of John.
啊，我在讲，在那个时候有很多假教师。
But as I said, we are not immune from them today.
那现在呢？
There are so many false teachers out there who come as sheep, come in sheep clothing, but they are actually wolves.
那么现在也有很多假教师，他们就是披着羊啊羊皮的狼。
You know, there are many out there who either rejects Jesus as God or Jesus as man. You know.
那这现在有很多假教师，他要么不承认耶稣是神，要么不承认耶稣是神。
I mean, how can you have both Jesus as God and man?
然后他们就会问，那你怎么会理解啊？耶稣又是神又是人呢？
Because this union is so mysterious, it's so difficult to understand. Therefore, many sought to find a reasonable and a rational explanation.
那么，确确实实，这结合是很神秘，那就会有很多人在找这个毛病。
And you see many forms of these false teachers in different forms of Christian religion today.
那我们有很多假教师，他们在基督教的很多方面都会有很多啊荒谬的解释。
These are counterfeit Christians.
他们是假山寨基督徒了。
Have you heard of our false religions such as the Jehovah Witness or the Mormons?
啊，再举两个例子，这里有摩门教或者是耶和华见证人。
You know, you will see some of these people will come and knock at your door and bringing their Bibles to you and literature to you, trying to tell you about Jesus.
啊，你也许会碰到这些人敲你家的门啊，把他们的圣经给你。把他们的一些文件啊文章给你。
But if you listen very carefully to what they say, ultimately they will tell you that Jesus is not God.
如果你仔细听他们讲的话，慢慢的你就会认识到，他们讲的啊都是拒绝承认耶稣是神。
Jesus was a created man. He was man. He is not God.
他们会说耶稣是个人，也是被造的。
And yes, he's a good man.
啊，他确确实实是个好人呢。
Because he did a lot of good works.
他做了很多好事。
But ultimately, he's not God.
但是呢，终极他不是人，啊，他不是神。
But as I said, as Christians, we must certainly affirm that Jesus is God.
那么，作为一个基督徒，我们一定要坚信。
But he's also a man.
那他也是人。
That's why, in seminary, we often refer to Jesus as the God man, God slash man.
那么在啊神学院里，我们就会讲啊耶稣呢是神人啊连在一起。
Because he is the only person who is righteous enough who could take sins upon his shoulder and to die for the people and to save the people.
耶稣确确实实是一个唯一的人，他能够把所有的罪担当了，把他的百姓拯救。
And he did this as a man because this is what requires. This is what was required for him.
那么他做这件事是一个人的身份做的，这也是他的职分。
So finally, we come to our last point. The word brings communion.
那么最后呢，我们讲这个道带来了团契。
Having known about the divinity and the humanity of Jesus Christ, John declared that this word of life in Jesus Christ is to be proclaimed because it is life to all who believe. It is eternal life.
那我们刚讲了耶稣的神性和人性啊，约翰呢就在这里讲，耶稣这个道就是生命的源头，他确实是所有相信他的生命的源头，是我们啊永远生命的源头。
John said that Jesus is the eternal life. He brings life to all his people.
耶稣。约翰说耶稣就是永生，他把永生带给了所有人。
Again, if you turn back to the gospel, you will see in John 3:16, the most famous Christian verse out there, says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
在约翰福音3:16，这是最有名的金句了，啊，这么说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The only way to inherit eternal life, to be saved from your sin, to live forever, is through Jesus.
那么，人若想得永生，一定要通过耶稣基督。
That's why he himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这也是耶稣为什么这么说，在约翰福音的14:6，耶稣是这么说的：我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
The only way to know Jesus is through His Word, which is recorded for us in the Bible.
那么我们怎么样才能够认识耶稣基督呢？就是通过他的话语，就是通过这本圣经。
You know, this book that we hold on to every Sunday or every day of our lives, it's the Word of Jesus.
那么这本书，我们星期天读，我们平常在家里读，这里有耶稣的话语。
The things that he said, the things that he taught, is recorded for us in the Bible.Everything that we need to know about Jesus and how to be saved is in the Bible.
耶稣的教导，耶稣的作为，然后我们所有啊关于永生啊应该啊所啊所呃我们的信仰都是在这本书里。
The Bible is alive because it speaks to you daily.
这本书也是活的，因为它在每天都向我们。
Hebrews 4:12 said, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
那么希伯来书4:12是这么说的，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的刀更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能变。
You know, I knew of a person, and my seminary professor, he told us about how he came to know the Lord and Savior.
我在神学院的一个教授，他告诉我们他是怎么信耶稣的。
When he said that when he was doing his PhD work in a secular university, he wasn't a believer at that point in time. He was looking through some Greek literatures.
他在属世的这个大学里面做一个博士论文的时候，他还不是基督徒。那有一天呢，他在找一些文献，就是希腊文的文献。
And he saw the Bible that was written in Greek, the New Testament.
他看见呢这个新约圣经是希腊文写的新约圣经。
And he started reading it.
他开始读那个圣经。
Not because he was interested to know what it says.
开始他没有觉得他想读这本圣经是因为里面的话语。
But simply because it was one of the coursework that he's supposed to do.
那么也这是因为他在上一门课，这门课要求他这是必读的文章。
And guess what happened?
但是大家想想，怎么什么发生了呢？
When he started picking up the New Testament in Greek and started reading through it, pages by pages.
他开始读下文的新约圣经，他一页一页开始读。
He was saved.
他得了救。
Because the word spoke to him about how sinful he is as a person.
神的话也告诉他，作为一个人，他是个罪。
And how much Jesus loved him as a sinner, that he would die for him.
他是有罪的人，但是耶稣是多么爱他，为了他。
He gave his life to Jesus.
那么他就把他的生命献给了耶稣。
And became a Bible professor.
那他就做了一个圣经的教授。
And that's an amazing testimony of what the word can do for people.
这个确实也是一个很伟大的一个见证，以神的话能改变人。
And we should never underestimate the power of the Bible, of the Word of Jesus.
我们不要把圣经，不要把耶稣轻看。
Especially for all those who continually and continuously preaches and tell people about Jesus.
特别是对我们这些一天到晚都要讲耶稣的人。
In God's own timing, He will save the people He wants to.
那么神会拯救他要拯救的人，但是他有他的时间表。
True the proclamation of the word.
那么用他的话语。
The word must be preached and to be told to them.
神的话语是有宣讲。
And on the other hand, you know, John also wrote that this word must be proclaimed so that, you know, for the purpose of fellowship and communion.
那约翰在这里要讲神的话语，讲神的道，是因为神的道使我们所有的基督徒都能成为一个团体。
Verse 3 said that which we have heard, which we proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
就是今天的经文第三节这么说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们。使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
All who share the belief in Christ are worthy to be part of this fellowship, and as a fellowship, there's communion, which is a deep sense of relationship among Christians.
那么，所有的人，你相信的耶稣基督，都是这个团契的一员。作为这个团契的一员，你就有这个耶稣救你的这个福分。
John is telling that the Christians, there is communion among us because we all share the same belief in Christ. But there's no communion with us and the false teachers out there because they reject the truth.
作为基督徒，我们是有团契的，因为我们的信仰是一样的。但是与假教师，我们就没有这个团契了，因为他们不相信耶稣基督是神。
And our communion and fellowship is not just horizontal between me and you, but it's also with God. It's also vertical with God and the Son.
我们之间的团契不仅仅是平面的，不仅仅是你和我之间的，我们也与神，这是垂直这方面，我们与神，神的儿子也有团契。
Now it is important for all of us to understand the significance of this fellowship.
我们必须要认识这个团契的重要性。
You know, as Christians, as a church, as a body of Christ, it is not simply a matter of perspective if I feel like having fellowship and communion with you.
那么作为一个教会，作为一个教会的成员之一，我们不是随随便便的觉得我们和你有团契。
If I truly understand and grasp what the word teaches, I must learn to consistently seek this fellowship with other Christians because God has made us brothers and sisters in Christ.
如果我们真的认识到这个神的话语的重要性，这个道，那我们就应该坚持着和其他的基督徒相交，有团契，我们在一起学习神的话语。
This fellowship that we have because of what Christ did is not just a simple fellowship or a superficial fellowship, but it is a family of God.
那么我们这个团契不是一个所谓的表面上的一个相交，一个进行认识，而是我们在神里面，我们确实是一家人，我们是兄弟姐妹。
We become a family, and God is our father, and Jesus is our big brother. And of course, as a family, as a fellowship, we learn to worship God together, like what we're doing right now. And we learn to love one another. And we learn to encourage and help each other. And clearly, this is not a superficial relationship. Now, I'm not saying that you know, obviously, as family members, those who are brothers and sisters knows that sometimes it's just so hard to live with in the family because, you know, sometimes you get into disagreements and things like that. But ultimately, we must strive together because this is an ongoing process. And we strive together to learn to live together as a fellowship, as a family, so that our joy, as verse 4 said, our joy may ultimately be completed. And clearly, John is writing this ultimate joy as something that cannot happen in this present world because of sin that still exists in this world. As long as sin is still present in this world, there cannot be ultimate joy. But that's why John wrote that this ultimate joy as a hope for the future in heaven. So as we are united in the belief in Christ, we become a family, and ultimately we look forward to the joy that is presented to us in heaven. And this is John's introduction to us in his letters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that as we continue to read from your word, that you may teach us. But ultimately, you will also save us because your word is alive. And your word is true to us. And your word unites us as a fellowship. So that as we continue to live in this present world, striving and struggling, we know that we can look forward to the hope that is out there in the future. We can look at the hope of ultimate joy in heaven. To be with you forever and ever. We thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for this hope that is true for all Christians. I pray that for those who don't know this hope, I pray that you reveal it to them and you will save them to so that they too may learn to have this hope. Thank you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.